I'm joined by head football coach of the Carrollton Trojans, Scott Finley, 4-4 on the season now after a 41-21 defeat of Holden. Coach, a lot of positive things actually taken out of this game.
Yeah, we moved the ball really well on offense. We were able to, you know, run the ball effectively. I thought Derek Diamond ran extremely well. Gavin actually played really well at quarterback. Gavin Claude, I thought we threw the ball real efficiently. The thing that really got us tonight was the turnovers. Defensively, we were able to pretty well hold our own. We had a couple breakdowns here and there, but just the turnovers really killed us.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, in that first half, you had a couple of good pass plays, and the receivers just tried to get an extra couple more yards, and holding defenders came in, that second and third guy, and just stripped the ball. And I think all coaches always teach that, you know, that second, third guy come in and try to pull the ball out, and they did a good job doing that.
Absolutely. And, you know, it says a lot about those guys. They're scrounging, and they're fighting to get extra yards because, you know, they're wanting to have success and move the ball, and I was real proud of them for that. We just, you know, we can't let that next guy come in and get the ball from us, and we'll work on it that, you know, this week and fix that. But it says a lot about our guys. They fight. I mean, they keep working.
They sure do. You know, the last 2 weeks you've established the run really well with Diamond. You know, we had the big game last week against a tough Lexington defense, and then this week again, you know, around that 139-yard mark rushing the ball, and even Claude with around that 60-yard mark. So you've kind of established the run very well, and the safer passes, I thought the offense have done a good job the last 2 weeks moving the ball, putting some points on the board, you know, and I think that's very important when you get into that district time.
Absolutely. That's really going to help us moving forward. I mean, it's always disappointing to, you know, come home with a loss on a Friday night, but all these things kind of getting put together are really going to get us ready for districts.
Oh, most definitely. I think that's the goal at the end. Not many people remember the Holden, the Richmond games like that. They're going to remember what you did to finish the season, and I think you're in a good position that your offense is clicking. You know, the defense actually didn't play terrible. I mean, like I said, you had those turnovers, and they capitalized on the turnovers, but I see some good hitting and good tackling out there. You know, every team's going to miss a tackle here and there, and usually that's that home run play, and we've seen that the last couple weeks. But overall, I think the team is getting it, and I like some of the aggressive plays.
Yeah, and, you know, the score, when you look at it, I don't think it represents really how our defense did. Like you said, we did have we had one home run play that kind of got to us. But, you know, when we turn the ball over at our end of the field, or we give up a turnover where the opposing defense scores, it kind of inflates things. I actually thought our guys did pretty well. We had Xavier Yoakum playing up front as a five-tech for us tonight for the first time, and I thought he did a heck of a job up front. So we kind of moved some guys around a little bit, and I was real excited about how they were doing. We just, you know, when you put your defense in a short field, you're going to give up a touchdown more times than not.
Definitely. I was wondering where he was playing, because that first quarter especially, he was right there on that tackle, and I thought, is he moving the corner up? And then now I know. You explained it very well. Yeah, the turnover battle, I mean, that kind of cost you down there at the goal line. That hurt big time. And then, of course, you came out that second half, and you drove it down the field and through the interception when he had the ball at the 13-yard line. But overall, them things can be fixed. So if you take them away from this game, you know, you're right there battling head-to-toe with Holden Eagles.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, and I thought, you know, there was a lot of good things we saw. We had shuffle in some new guys on the offensive line. Noah Frank played considerable time for us, and I thought he did a phenomenal job up front. We moved Caden Schluter a little bit up front, and I thought he blocked really well. I was real impressed with how our offensive line played tonight. I thought they did a great job.
Yes, sir. And, you know, you had a big injury there with your big linebacker, you know, who I consider probably an all-conference linebacker, and Rowan went down early with that ankle injury. Any update on him?
I don't have any information yet, but, yeah, that one kind of hurt us a little bit. He's a big-time leader for us, but he's still there supporting our guys, and, you know, hopefully everything turns out okay.
Oh, most definitely. Well, next week you got Lafayette County over at Higginsville, trying to finish the season there, and then you go into district time where it all begins. And we look forward to hearing from you next week on the Fifth Quarter Show, Coach.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
That was head football coach Scott Finley joining us on the Fifth Quarter Show, losing to Holden tonight, 42-21.